Life Audio.
Welcome to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. I'm Rachel, and this podcast is where you'll find the space to clear your head and calm your heart. I'm so glad you're here. Make yourself at home. Welcome to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. I'm so glad that you're here. Today, we are talking about how to pray through financial stress. And boy, can financial stress ever cause overwhelm in our hearts. I was sitting in my office last February. I won't forget that day because I read the headline and it just shocked me to no end that this incredible billionaire who was a famous investor, Thomas Lee, suddenly had killed himself in his office on Wall Street. And it just broke my heart that he would carry so much weight over his financial stress that he would take his life. It was just such a reality check for me. And I began to be more intentional about praying through financial stress. In Matthew 6, 25 and 26, Jesus' words remind us not to be consumed by worrying about food or drink or clothing. We're not to be worried about what we eat, what we wear, or what we drink. And I think that when we praise the Lord, when we start our prayers with thanking God for His provision, this gratitude for the basic necessities is so important. I heard Sheila Walsh say earlier this week that she was battling with some emotions and she just decided that each day when she woke up, she would spend the first 10 minutes of the day thanking and praising the Lord. And I want to implement that in my own life. I think so much of praying through financial stress is really about holding our hands open and recognizing that it all belongs to God and our provision comes from Him. In Psalm 13:2, the psalmist cries out the season of distress, the financial issues can weigh so heavy on our hearts. And I think turning to God in honest and heartfelt prayer is so important. We can ask Him how long the struggle will endure and seek His comfort. He is near to the brokenhearted, and our cries do not go unnoticed, even in the area of financial stress. And I would say, especially in the area of financial stress, our Father owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. What if you begin to pray, "Dear Lord, I give you this worry, this stress about," and you began to list your specific financial concerns. I have walked this journey in the last couple of years with the beautiful home that our God has given us. And in my family, I have invited God's peace to reign. I have asked the Holy Spirit to surround our home on each corner. And in an effort not to carry the worry, because it doesn't add any value to the situation, I've just asked God to take the burden and for Him to carry it and for me to rely on Him because I am weak and helpless. Another way that we can really turn the stress of financial issues over in prayer is by meditating on the truth that God takes care of everything. Matthew 6:25 says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" If worry is a deeper concern for you and you find yourself worrying about many things, not just finances, then you'll want to listen to the 7 Ways to Win Over Worry podcast episode. I'll leave the link in the show notes. But then in addition to surrendering your worries in prayer, I think meditating on that part where it says God takes care of the birds without them sowing or reaping remind yourself that you are worth more to God than birds. You are His human creation with a soul. And if He cares for the birds, He is going to care for you.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I think the biggest point that I could share with you, the number one lesson that I've learned in these last couple of years of really struggling with finances, and I say the last couple of years, but man, we had some very lean years early in our marriage too, Matt and I did. But I think Psalm 13:2 really expresses what I would like to remind you of in this episode about pouring out your financial stress before the Lord. It really is pour out your heart to God in times of trouble. And just express the depth of your sorrow. God welcomes your honesty and vulnerability. And as you release these emotions in prayer, you're opening yourself up to His peace and recognizing His presence. And then I would remind you too to pray for the ability to remember God's promises when you're in a financial challenge. A financial season of challenge can cause us to forget that God has given us a spirit of peace and abundance in His Word. And Philippians 4:19 says, "My God will supply every need of yours according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus." You can anchor your prayer in this assurance of God's abundant provision. My friend Nan, you may remember her from an interview in the fall, Nan Jones. She was on the podcast and she shared the most beautiful story with me recently about how God cared for her. Her husband is suffering from dementia and he is not well. And more recently, they have needed to get a chair for him to be able to maneuver, both sitting at home and maneuvering. And Nan expressed how God answered her prayer in such a miraculous way. She was in Goodwill looking for something, and a man pointed out this chair to her that wasn't even on her radar, and here she was able to get this much needed piece of medical equipment for her husband for $32. Most of you know, I've fought for years for my sweet Taylor girl in order to get any kind of medical equipment. Sometimes it would be a bit of a battle with insurance companies. And so I just am reminded by Nan's beautiful prayer request and then the beautiful answer that God gave her in prayer that He knows what we need and He will supply it. And then ask for His intervention and His timing in your financial struggles. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, "You will remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth." I think that navigating financial stress through prayer requires such a deep trust in God's provision and a really honest expression of your heart. And when you claim His promises, then prayer can be a source of strength, and it can be a place of peace and confidence. I just want to encourage you that your prayer doesn't need to be a beautiful masterpiece, or you don't have to have the exact right words when you go to God in prayer. I just want to give you an example from my journal. It's so broken. And this journal entry just says, "God, your hand is powerful. I can't even begin to explain your work. You provide in the most amazing and unimaginable ways, but God, we need you. Every breath in our lungs must come from you. It does come from you. And so we submit our lives to you today. Give us your strength and show us your glory. Lord, I magnify you and trust you. Open the doors that you would have me to walk through. Make it plain and clear the doors that are from you. And God, give me favor. God, show us the way out of this mess. I can share with you in full confidence that God did take us out of that particular mess that we were in. And so I am confident that he is your provider as well, and you can trust him and pray knowing that this financial stress is not yours to bear. If you enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to scroll down to the show notes and take advantage of the 10 free calming prayers. This book of prayers is beautiful and will be sure to clear your head and calm your heart in the chaos of life. Thanks so much for listening in today. Until next time, God sees you and knows your need. Thank you for listening to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, be sure to subscribe. For show notes and free resources, visit rachelwojo.com. See you again soon.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.